Koji Kobayashi was 9 years old when the atomic bomb was dropped on Hiroshima. Now retired, he was a journalist who made up his mind to work in the peace movement after witnessing the devastation of Hiroshima and the deaths surrounding it. He remembers the morning of August 6, 1945, very clearly.
Yes, that was Monday. I had to go to school, even it's the middle of summer. And right at after I entered the schoolhouse, I could see just a very big blue-white lightning, and there's no time to hear this very frightening sound from explosion. And when I come back to normal, I mean when I can hear sounds, I just could hear voices of boys and girls saying, calling, appealing, help me, help me, help me, help me. So I started to follow them, saying, help me. And after some hours later, my mother came to the completely ruined schoolhouse area and keep calling my name Koji Koji and Koji-chan as a nickname. And I could answer to her, and she found where I was and asked neighbors to dig me out. They succeeded before I got burned to death. One was I was running away from the site. I saw so many people who halfway melted their bodies with the extremely high temperature, I mean high degree heat from nuclear weapon, you know. And some of them get in the river, they instantaneously died. Even when they requested water, after drinking water, just a few seconds, they passed away. I don't know why. I still don't know why. So many people, after drinking water, they passed away, died.
About 45,000 of Hiroshima's 300,000 residents died on the day of the bombing. But a much deeper toll was still to be inflicted. In the months and years that followed, cancer, leukemia, and other radiation-linked illnesses began to appear, claiming the lives of an additional 45,000 by December. Even today, the effects of Hiroshima still linger in the bodies of its victims, including Mr. Kobayashi.
I didn't get cancer until the age of, I reached the age of 50. I just had strange conditions, sometimes bleeding, or sometimes trembling all of a sudden, sometimes falling down all of a sudden. But actual cancer I had is from the age of 51, I believe, just 20 years ago. And after the first cancer was the stomach, and they all took my stomach away by operation, surgery. And after that, left lung, tongue, those were just the beginning cancers, so I could overcome. But anyway, doctor said it's caused by the radiation of atomic bomb.
Before dropping the bombs on Hiroshima and Nagasaki, President Truman said about Japan, "If they do not now accept our terms, they may expect a rain of ruin from the air, the likes of which has never been seen on this earth." Although some people still claim that these atomic bombs ended the war in Asia, Kobayashi says these bombs were not necessary to end the war.
I learned that the using atomic bombs in Hiroshima and Nagasaki is just to show the power of the United States to the Soviet Union, because Soviet Union was the President Truman at that time wanted to show power of USA to the Soviet Union.
But Kobayashi holds no anger toward the United States for their actions in Japan during World War II.
Many soldiers are ordered to work for states of United States of America, so they couldn't be against the order of the government. In that sense, I understand.
With countries like North Korea and Pakistan developing nuclear technology and expanding their capabilities, Kobayashi sees disarmament as the most important issue in the international community today. He quotes from a letter that was sent to him by former President Jimmy Carter during his time as a peace activist.
He said, "War may sometimes be a necessary evil, but no matter how necessary, it is always an evil, never a good. We will not learn how to live together in peace by killing each other's children. The bond of our common humanity is stronger than the divisiveness of our fears and the prejudices. God gives us the capacity for choice. We can choose to alleviate the suffering. We can choose to work together for peace. We can make peace changes, and we must. That's what he said in his message to me.
For WBAI News, I'm Amber Cortez.